A song. My favorite thing you said about this song was, I didn't hear about it, I heard it, I liked it, and now I hate it.
Because of you.
Yeah.
But no, this I hated it for one day. I like the song still again.
Oh.
It's just good. It's gonna go that 1, 2, 3, 4, but
hot damn.
Makes you want to dance, dude.
What do you think I'm doing right now?
You want to like you're doing the Charlie Brown. Wait a minute. Take a look at it.
No, you just walk on your heels.
That's how I do. Yeah, like you play this during the day. Like I have this in your headphones, and no matter what you do, you're gonna look better.
Oh yeah.
Walk up to school in the bank, just like with this pot on.
Or even if it's not in your car, and you see someone walking, they like walk to the music.
Oh, I love that when you can sync the music to what people are doing.
Oh, that's good.
Podcast. That was it's funny, it's Mark Ronson, but it's like on my phone I just changed it to Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I think that's what probably everyone did.
Bruno Mars.
It's Bruno.
I get it though. I get it. That Mark Ronson's a weird looking dude in the video.
Yeah,
he's just so white.
He just has his head, that's it, he just moves his head.
He just moves the head, and he's kind of fucking it up.
Right?
He doesn't really do the head thing too good. Do you notice that?
I agree, because like, I was like, who is this white dude that keeps popping up? Like, the first time I saw it was on, like, MTV, randomly.
Yeah.
And he just looks like a guy that rolls up cigarettes in his sleeve.
Like, did this make a wish come true foundation?
But Bruno Mars is all that, because I was like, you ask 10 people, 9 out of 10 of them are going to say it's a Bruno Mars song. You
know what I mean? That other person's going to be a fucking dipshit. Who's the 10 out of 10?
Mark Ronson.
You hold it there, sir.
That song came out.
Mark Ronson's worked hard to get here. You're not going to take this away. Hey, listen, 1 out of 10. Take it down a step.
Whoa, you 10%ers, man.
Who 1 out of 10? This guy just really well. He's the guy, like the one, he's the 1 out of 4 doctors. Toothpaste will make your teeth fall out of you.
It's like, no. I want to talk to that fucking doctor that says this toothpaste doesn't work and why.
The 1 out of 10, the 1 out of 4 that just doesn't believe it.
1 out of 4 doctors say, I'm like, what? What?
Where the 3 fuck out of 4 doctors say you should brush your teeth every day. 1 out of 4 is batshit crazy.
Yeah, just do without
going to that doctor.
Dude, no teeth.
Yeah, usually it's like a doctor, maybe it's, what is it, doctor recommended?
Yeah, number 1 doctor recommended, and then like underneath.
I recommend brushing with honey, sugar, every night before you go to bed.
Yeah, right?
Like old ass doctors.
Just looking at him like, how do you still have your license?
I survived the Holocaust, come here, come open up my shop. I don't know why would an old Holocaust survivor not like toothpaste? Because they'd do without toothpaste, man. That's why. I knew there's some truth in that.
It was all finger, man. They didn't even use toothbrushes.
Yeah.
They just took water and just brushed their teeth a little.
Can you do that?
Yeah. I've done that before when you go out and you forgot your toothbrush when you're going over somewhere and you're like, fuck, just gotta brush my teeth with my finger.
I chew gum and you know what I'll do? Like, if I like forgot to brush my teeth, I'll chew like 6 pieces of gum.
I'll take Axe and just spray it in my mouth.
No, you don't do that.
You don't?
You're 1 out of 4 doctors right now. You give me the 1 out of 4 treatment. Stop that.
Everyone chew gum if you have bad breath. I take Axe and blow it in my mouth. But with that Mark Ronson song, Bruno Mars, it came out in like November, but I just learned about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I'm usually on point with shit like that, but I realize I don't listen to new music unless I'm at the right place at the right time.
Exactly.
Like, I don't listen to the radio anymore. Like, remember like a couple months ago, I was like, dude, did you hear this song with De La Soul and the Beastie Boys? I'm like, that song came out like years ago, Squat. I'm like, I'm still finding new music on my iPod about albums I barely listen to, and I'm like, I don't have time for this shit.
Well, that's like that, like the whole way there's no more like the what is it, TLC?
TRL?
TRL. There's no TRL where there's like a 1 hour block, this is the new shit that's gonna be hot.
Yeah.
There's no TV where it's like, this is your slot you want to get your show on. It's all kind of like, it's kind of just released, it's like thrown out into the internet.
Oh, it's in the wild.
It's like you're like casting like driftwood into the ocean, whatever like kind of comes back, you're like, that's the first thing you're gonna find. There's no like method to it anymore. Like there is.
There is.
Those are the geniuses who can get their shit to the top somehow. But for the most part, there's so much being released that it's like what you find is so.
Like it took me 2 months to listen to the song. It's like what?
I probably would have gone my whole life without ever hearing that song.
Yeah.
At least hearing it and seeing the video and like everything it voices for. I think you played it. Did you play it that night at the? No, not that night. Oh, that. Tim went and fucking saved the. Where was it? Where'd you stay?
The Liberty Hotel in Boston.
Yeah.
And turned into the old jail.
Yeah, it turned into an old fucking nut house when Tim fucking got a hold of it. Old jail, old as shit.
It's an old jail. The fucking inmates took care of me and they fucking took my spirit. I was just a fucked up individual.
My spirit animal is a prisoner.
Yeah.
On death row.
Stayed in room 408.
Fuck. 408, is that it? Yeah. 408 was a hotspot that night, dude. So there's the app we use that I think we talk about, the Voxer.
Yeah, the Voxer.
And Tim
huge.
Was just boxing his night as he went along, and it was like a descent into madness because he just got drunker and drunker, and the only thing you did was play the song.
Like repeat.
I'm talking like 15 minutes of uninterrupted audio to wake up to the next morning and be like, what the fuck?
There was like 50 boxes or something like that. It was a bunch.
It was gross.
Yeah, it was unnecessary, but necessary.
Yeah.
Lindsay passed out, and I still wanted the party to go, and I was just playing that, just dancing. I was like, dum, 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 dum,
just practicing the moves.
Yeah.
Were you watching the video too?
No, because actually, yeah, the video could play because I was using Lindsay's phone on the iPod dock, so I was playing the video, so every time I would just swipe it right back to the beginning, it would set off again.
Oh my God, it was so. I remember I was laughing because what I like to do, you see the movie Interstellar?
Yeah.
When he gets up and watches all the videos that have compiled over like 20 years, like that's what I wanted. I wanted to splice it together so that Matthew McConaughey was watching that and just like seeing your Vox. And they're like, this is what he's been doing for 20 years. Just because that's how I felt. Like,
you had like a pain cry. You're just like...
Because when you sleep, you're like, you do time travel.
Yeah, it's the poor man's time travel.
That's how I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to start getting into bed and be like... like, I don't know, I'll have to name like my alarm clock something. Hell, please set time sleep wake up for 11 a.m. And then I'm just going to lay down.
Yeah, just go into a pod.
I'll just zip myself up like they do in the movie. I'll just sleep in a sleeping bag.
Whoa.
Dude, you could sell that. You could make sleeping bag... Interstellar beds.
I think they got those. I think they're called like hyperbaric chambers. So you like sleep in like this chamber and like rejuvenate you.
That is but I mean, I want to repackage hyperbolic, what is it?
Whatever you want it to be.
I can't think of
hyperbaric chambers.
Hyperbaric chambers as time machines. But max we can get you is 12 hours.
12 hours.
Yeah, it's modern science. This isn't.
You might be able to squeeze out 14, 15, but
yeah,
it depends
that's
how
you're
when
you're really tired.
Yeah.
You know, because of, yeah.
But you
maybe
feel great.
You can do 4 hours. You can do a 1 hour power jump. You want to jump ahead? I would be a great time machine salesman.
Yeah.
How's 1 o'clock going for you, yeah? How's 4 o'clock sound right now? Get in the chamber, sir, and just put him in there and fucking...
I'm just picturing like
I'm not asleep.
I'm just picturing this big fucking bag.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
I've actually contacted the Ziploc people.
Alright, so we're in Ziploc.
It's just gonna be a
big chamber.
It's gonna be a big yellow and blue thing that you zip at the top and it turns green when you combine them.
Have you ever seen Erie, Indiana? The TV show?
No.
When we were kids. It reminds me because they had this episode. It was like a bootleg, like...
You say Gary, Indiana?
Erie.
That's where the Jacksons are from.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
But Erie? Eerily similar, but not the same.
Yes. Erie, Indiana was a show, and it was like a Twilight Zone Goosebumps, like, ripoff. And I remember this one episode where this family never aged... And their Tupperware...
The Simpsons.
Their Tupperware was, like, very good, and they would sleep in Tupperware, because the Tupperware was so good and, like, would take away the air, they wouldn't age. So they would sleep in fucking Tupperware every day. And I was like, this show's fucking... Like, I was like a 12-year-old kid, I was like, this fucking show's weird.
That's
shit.
Wild.
And like,
there's no science behind that.
No, not. So, like, they had food from, like, the 1950s that they were still eating because it was so fresh, so they decided to, like, make these fucking Tupperware things they sleep in so they just never aged.
Man, that's pretty cool.
Cool or
great. Eerie.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
yeah. Okay, we're not on the same page.
All right, no, we're not. So let's get in the same fucking page. All right.
Love it. Love it.
You're right.
Am I right?
Oh, man.
So last night was your what else are you going to do Wednesday?
Yeah. Yes, it was the 7th. We counted. I believe that's the right number.
I had to work, so I had something else to do on Wednesday.
You know what? Despite the show's name being What Else You Gonna Do Wednesday, it appears a lot of people have something else to do on Wednesdays. Everybody can always make it.
It's hump day. I got plans.
I got something to do.
I gotta go food shopping.
I gotta quote that Camel commercial for like 3 hours.
Oh,
and annoy everybody else in the room.
Everyone's gonna laugh. A lot of chuckles. But it was a good show, you said.
Dude, it was the best show yet. Yeah, we changed the seatings up. We got some... The acts are always great. And it's just a matter of getting people to sit down and watch. Not like a sit-down, shut-up kind of thing. But I think in the future, in previous shows, we had... not
just fucking polite to pay attention to someone on stage.
Well, yeah. Yes, but it's also like you got to make sure they got a place to sit. So yesterday we got, like, you know, the bar... gave us all these extra seats, which was great. We put them up, set it up. And I think we had like, we kind of like 46 seats. Every seat was full and there were still people looking to sit down. So it's good. It's a good crowd, you know, full room, and just a great show. The next one's February 18th.
Was this like a larger lineup? Because I saw you screen grab the set list. I felt like there was like a lot of people on there. Was this the biggest like lineup?
We had a lot of acts in there.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, you know what? It's a free comedy show. You go down, cheap beers and cheap pizza. Good pizza. I had the McLenny. They got a customer creation pizza that like, I think once a month or... don't know if it's Once a Month or that's permanent, but the McLenny.
What's on it, dude? I'm a pizza boy. I love pizza.
Roasted red peppers, bacon, chicken, and then I put some barbecue sauce in the sack.
Then you just add shit to
it. Yeah, it was always the McBilly.
Pizza's a great. You can do whatever you want to it.
Yeah.
But that's a good one. Red peppers, bacon, chicken.
Pizza's like an easy woman. Do what you want to it.
Yeah. You get it nice and crispy, nice and sloppy.
Throw it on top, throw it on bottom. You can fold it over, eat it twice.
That's why I like my pizza. Like I like my women. Wicked cheesy.
Ooh.
Bitch.
I thought you could say, nah, never mind.
Wicked crusty. But it was a good show? Good acts?
Yeah. Yeah. All around.
For those who don't know, this is usually on Wednesdays, obviously. That's why it's called What Else You Gonna Do Wednesdays at Maggie's Lounge.
We're doing the next show's the third Wednesday in February. Dude, just come out. It's a fun time.
February 18th. Yeah,
getting more fucking seats in there. Get everybody up in there. It was good. It was fun.
How was Ego Come set?
Good. Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah?
Good set. We watched movies in the set. It took place in the movie theater, and it took place in some personal home settings.
What was the name of the movie you guys watched?
Ron Weasley became a heroin addict. Dude, talking about an improv set, you can't just... You could be like, was it good or bad? I could say good or bad. Or like, I wouldn't say bad. I'd be like, it was okay.
Right.
I'd say good. Even if it was great, you say it was good. But if you try to be like, so what happened on the set? You're like, all right. So, and like, you'd start the story, like 4 minutes later, you're like, so then the mummy, right, when he comes awake because the discoverer found him and had the, you know, had the magic power of the balloon, that's when everybody discovered it was old Mrs. Edelman. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, it's kind of like, imagine trying to describe, like, the third, like an episode from the third season of Lost.
Okay.
So, like, do you know what the hatch is? You know what I mean? So they went in the hatch. There's a guy in there. Locke can walk. All right? You're like, all right, hold on.
Improv is such a thing you had to be there for, but, like, I'm such a, like...
Improv is a you had to be there moment.
Yeah, and I live through you. Because I love improv. I'd love to get into it just because my work overflows with it. I'm always like, what'd you guys talk about?
Could you tell me about the fat?
Yeah, I'm like, you tell me about it. It's like me sniffing your breath after you eat. I'm like, can I just sniff your breath?
That smells like good pizza.
That smells like good improv. I like
it. How'd you bake that improv?
Fuck, dude. That's funny. But congratulations, because we haven't talked in a while, but you got on the house teams for Improv Boston?
No! Improv Asylum.
That's Asylum.
No,
there's so many fucking names, I get confused.
No, there's only two.
I follow
no,
all into it.
Boston and Asylum.
50-50 shot.
Oh, yeah. Just
fuck those guys. Those guys
are no, funny. They're also good.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, we perform there too.
Fuck! Taking myself and all.
No, but it's they have similar nights and everything, but Improv Asylum has on Tuesday nights house teams. So it's basically like people who enrolled in the training center. Grads and like just people and local troops, but it's a really fun night for $5. You get it's 8 p.m. on Tuesdays, and you go in, you'll see three, like, I'll call this like minor league teams or like training teams where you're paired up with other people,
like double A ball,
kind of like, yeah, like you wear like the Sea Dogs, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay,
and then there's a group that's like triple the Pawtucket Red Sox,
okay,
they're called Ghost Factory, which is hilarious. Like, people have been doing it for years, and just you see that, and they're in my eyes, they're pros, you know what I mean? And then you got the actual team is
paid
up. Actually, both team has people from Main Stage. So Main Stage are the paid improvisers.
That's like
acts.
that's the MLB.
That's Red Sox, yeah. To make a sports
in Boston.
Analogy.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, and they're it's a hilarious night. It's fun, but I mean, we've had two shows so far. We got a show coming up next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, okay.
That's at the 29th, maybe. I don't know, but
dude, time's flying.
It's every Tuesday.
What? So who else? I know Tom made it.
Tommy Boy went. Actually, I went to his first show 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Tommy Boya, Eagle Come.
Tommy Boya, the man for you.
Oh, I like that. I'd put that on a t-shirt and wear it.
I have a t-shirt. I don't wear it, though.
Yeah, if it's in the
laundry. I made the tea.
But so how did you get to that point to get on the house team? Like,
you audition. You go on, there's an audition. And
Like one-on-one in front of like a table?
No, you'll go up, there'll be a whole... Everyone that wants to audition goes in the room. There's the, you know, I guess you call them judges, which is the, you know, like the creative director. It's got Jeremy Brothers. Then there's all like main stage actors will sit on, you know, around him. I think there was four judges at the time I went. And then they'll, it must have been five judges because it would be him and then the four coaches. So when you get in the house team, you can do a rehearsal where a coach kind of runs you through like a practice and kind of tells you what you should have done, what you shouldn't do. You know what I mean? Like, because he's a professional improviser.
Right.
And then you'll do the show and he'll watch you and coach you again.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
That's
how long was your bit there? When you did it in front of them?
The rehearsal, it's not really time. You do it so that everybody initiates a scene, like they call you off the back line. You come in, you start a scene, someone else joins you, and then you try to, you do that once through, they give you notes, and then again, they just have you do a montage, which is when, like, you edit. That's when, so, you know, I don't, like, I don't know. I don't know how familiar people are with the prep, so again, it's really tough to describe.
Yeah, because I'm, like, picturing, like, SNL, like, when, like, they do, like, they're, like,
no,
it's not like that.
They want you to, on that, they want you to do characters, impressions, bits.
Right.
And just see what you can do alone. That's, a lot of that's character work.
Yeah.
You know?
And you gotta be a character.
That's a big, yeah, you try to do characters when you audition for this thing. And that's what I did. I did a, you know, it was an old guy. I do good old guys.
Billy the old guy's great. You should see him.
Did you hear my old Jew earlier? I mean, that was spot on.
That was a good
that was
Jew.
Spot on.
That was a tasty Jew.
Juicy.
That was a juicy character.
Oh, God. Hey, maybe that's what Hanksy could do.
Oh, Hanksy. New
Hanksy.
Fan.
Oh, we're very, I'm very into this, this guy, Hanksy NYC. What's his Twitter handle? Hanksy NYC?
Yeah, I believe so. Or just, I think if you just type in Hanksy on Twitter, you'll find
he'll be
top, one of the top ones. I learned about him through this kid, Nick Heller, who was the Ricky Shabazz, the Boom Bat Boy.
Sure.
And he does the Know Your City TV show on YouTube. He's a fucking...
Know Your City.
Yeah, he's a fucking really talented kid. He makes a lot of good music videos, or he did. He doesn't do anymore, but... he does the Know Your City, and he had an episode with Hanksy, and it's obviously like Banksy, but he's also a huge Tom Hanks fan, so he did Hanksy, and he does a lot of street art, and I showed Bill the episode, and he does like celebrity, like play on words, and like, he's actually very talented, like the way his style, it's like, it's very lifelike, but like, it's so fucking cartoonish too. You know what I'm saying? Like the facial features, like, you look at it, you know exactly who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he puts up, like, Lil Wayne. Like, he did, like, Lil Wayne Deer. You know what I mean? Like, he does, like, compound words, like, together to make something. And they're actually pretty fucking funny, dude. And, so his whole style
is,
like,
the Will Ferrell cat was fun.
Yeah, the Will Ferrell cat. Like, he does, like, shit like that. You gotta check out his stuff on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. It's all the same. Probably leads you to the same
shit. Well,
it's
funny. We watched that episode of Know Your City just, you know, actually a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, because you kept texting me, like, who's this Hanksy guy? I was like, oh, look into him.
Well, no, I looked at him when he first had a tweet at us, or at you, about the podcast I listened to. I looked some of his stuff up, but it was funny to watch it was funny to watch that episode, because it's like, it starts off where it's like, it's like the pedophilia was, I like street art.
Yeah.
The child was in my room.
Like, but I get that shit. Like, you gotta keep a low pro.
No, that's what, yeah, it was very, they did it on the dog.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
I was like, they should have made the dog bark. In the fucking, in the voice. But it's, I kind of liked his, it made me think about, when he talked about street art, and he's saying, I think street art today is getting lazy. And he's like, I try to take it seriously. He's like, and he says, he goes, I don't know if I even take myself seriously, but I take street art seriously. So he's like, you know, all of his pieces are thought out. They're all crafted from something. He puts a little time in, but he didn't just go up with a fucking spray can, you know, and just
You can see in the episode he has shit, and there's like a guy that would put like a fucking stupid like A or something on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some guy would just go by and tag something stupid.
Yeah, like, you know, when I'm taking a leak and I write something on the wall, I'm like, street art, dude.
Yeah, dude, street art.
I just write not art at every urinal I go pee at. No, I write not fart.
Yeah, not fart.
Please not fart. Not fart.
On a shit stain.
I like the way he spoke about that, because it kind of... And, you know, even, like, when you say you're doing, like, improv comedy, it's you definitely have to... You got to take it seriously. You can't get lazy with it, but it's like... I don't know.
You got to take some shit seriously to be funny. Like, you got to be...
The way he spoke made me think about kind of how you have to be passionate about something. Even if it's something that people...
It's goofy. You got to be passionate to be a goofball sometimes.
Yeah. There's power in being a goofball.
Yeah.
You know, and being okay with it.
It was interesting him talking about how he loved Disney so much, and then like he found out like Disney didn't do like the hand drawn shit anymore, and like they went to DreamWorks and did like all like the Toy Story type shit, and he was like, fuck. Like, my dreams are just crushed.
See, but there's still room for that. There's still room for hand drawn cartoons.
There is, but like Disney's like the Mecca, you know what I mean? Like, that's the shit you want to go to. You can draw anything. But yeah, I like his street art. I think it's wicked funny. I try to share it with as many people as I can, because I like that type of shit, even though I can't fucking draw a straight line with a ruler.
Yeah.
Like, I just love it. I'm like, dude, like, people can do... Like, anyway, like, it's pretty much anything, but when someone can do something I can't do, I'm like, that's awesome. You know what I mean?
That is, yeah, that's basically that's like the point of admiration.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I couldn't do that. And that's like not being jealous of art. I mean, like, that's... Cool, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, I salute that.
Appreciating
shit.
Talent, yeah.
And I appreciate him even checking out our episodes. He was like, because, like, you know, me and you, like, we don't even know what we talk about when people make references. We're like,
yeah, what was the reference he made?
Like, picking, or like,
hunting and pecking. Oh, yeah, I figured that. It was the keyboard.
Oh, it was the hot and pecking with the keyboard. Yeah. But we actually, so we were trying to break, because we got to talking about like how he does the play on words.
Yeah, I want to know how he does it too, because he even said if he ever comes to Boston, he wants to come on. Hopefully, we have like a fucking like a thing to change his voice, like. Like it's like, what was that thing in that?
No, he's gonna have to just change voice on the spot. Yeah, he's gonna have to do character. Yeah. He's gonna come on as old Juicy.
What is that thing in Super Troopers when the girl comes up behind him with
voice changer?
I'm gonna buddy your biscuit.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be above our budget.
Everything's above our budget.
Yeah, we don't even have our budgeting is above our budget.
Yeah,
we're like, we can't afford.
I'm already in the hole right now.
We can't afford a calculator.
No,
so budgeting's out of the question.
Yeah, but we were trying to go back and forth to get the juices flowing. We're like, oh, let's try to think of some possible things that he could do.
If we came with a wicked cool one, he might do it.
He might
do it.
He might laugh at us, but
there's also you want to have the integrity of an artist. You're going to put hours into making, you know, Survivor. He's not going to use ours, but we thought it'd be fun to exercise
our minds. Yeah, why not? So on words are always fun, and that's what I like about him.
We came up with a few ones. You came up with the first one.
I came up with the first one because Olivia Munn, who's been kind of like in the news with that movie Mordecai, and I'm a big Munster fan. I was like, Olivia Munster.
Whoa.
That would be pretty cool.
Like a Munster you want to fuck.
Yeah.
She's wicked hot.
She's wicked hot, even if she was a Munster.
So, Hanks, can we get that one nude? Can we get boobs out on that?
Boobs out. Boobs out on Olivia Munster. And then you had a good
one. Use your imagination. I don't know. This one, I think Jim Carrey would be good. Where it's Jim Carrey, but it's Carrey like the movie Carrey. So it'd be Jim Carrey, like with his like insane smiling face. Maybe like his fucking father, or his
like the mask.
Fireman Bill. But
Fire Marshal Bill.
Just blood dripping down, and he's in the prom dress.
That'd be cool. Fire Marshal Bill is Jim Carrey.
Yeah, or maybe he's Dumb and Dumber, he's in the blue suit, and he's just fucking, he's got that big, you know, the Fire Marshal Bill. Fire Marshal Bill.
That's right, that's what I said.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
I said Fireman Bill.
I like Fireman Bill better.
That's me, if I ever become a
fireman. And then you did, what was the other one you had?
I had C-3P Obama.
Yeah, this one was kind of going off the rails.
This sounds kind of like I'm grasping.
But you were like, not even him as C-3PO, it would just be like him with like a grill.
Maybe him with just a gold grill of droids. You know what I mean? Well, you got droid teeth.
Then I think, I feel like I've seen this one, or maybe he did it, but R2-D2 chains?
Yes.
You were like, I don't listen to wrestling.
I just took a guess. If Tim says something, I don't know, I'm like, it's either wrestling or rap, so.
Yeah. No, I was like, but yeah, Hanksy.
Those Hanks, are the ones we have for. So you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, guy. You could definitely do one in my when I buy a house. You know what? He'll come out by the time I buy a house, and I want him to do like a piece in like my masturbation station room.
Wow, Olivia Munster.
Olivia Munster, bam. Takes out. I will fucking pay you with nothing to do it.
No, you should pay for that.
Yeah, I would pay for it.
You pay with nothing. That's a home. Yeah, that's a home piece of work.
With my crystals.
Oh shit.
No, I like. And then I showed you the other one. I really like
crystals.
Yeah.
I'm using that tonight at the bar.
Please do.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a couple crystals on.
I'm totally gonna fucking crystal some girls.
But I loved his Stairway to Kevin, because there was like an abandoned house they worked on. That's when I like first saw him, and I was like, this guy's fucking awesome. But no, if you came by when I got the house, Olivia Munster, that'd be good. I love the Munsters. I can love Olivia Munster.
Why don't you have him tattoo you?
That's true.
He could design a tattoo for you. You have a bunch of fucking freaky tattoos.
I do.
What's one more that's cool?
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Hanks to give you. He could make up for all your terrible tattoos. Hanks, he could be like, I'm just going to validate everything you've chosen to do with your body. Here's one badass tattoo. I don't know what it would be.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Like a hair. You do.
We're just putting this guy's itinerary down.
Hanks, why don't you block off your 2015? We've got some plans.
We got shit. No, we'll be your handlers from now on.
Yeah, it's actually the contract you just signed non-verbally and non-rightly. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Anyways, Hanksy, New York City. Check him out.
Yeah, check out Hanksy. Good peeps.
But fucking, you only want to check out next is the is talk about this Rumble.
Oh yeah,
there's a big Rumble party that I've signed up for, and I'm coming to it.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm supposed to. So obviously, most people know I'm a big wrestling fan, even though I haven't been watching as much because of work, just trying to pay for this wedding. But the Royal Rumble has always been my favorite. It's around my birthday, and it's this Sunday coming up. And I was like, they should, because everyone does Super Bowl squares. I'm like, we got to do a Royal Rumble square. Because it's 30 guys.
So it's not really a square.
Yeah, it's not a square. It just makes it easier. So, like, it's you don't pick the numbers. So it's like the lottery. You pay $10. $10 a head, you win $300 if your guy wins. So say you...
So it's one. It's winner takes all.
Winner takes all. So, like, you draw a random number. I'm going to draw random numbers for everybody. Say you got number 7 and fucking Hulk Hogan comes out. He fucking whips everybody and he wins the Rumble. You win the pot.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Is he still wrestling?
No.
Okay.
That guy is on the verge of dying.
I want Hulk Hogan.
Hulk
that's a long shot bet.
Like, side note real quick. Did you see Hulk Hogan was like helping out Riff Raff, like,
yeah,
get into wrestling? Yeah. I, like, don't know much about that. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, well, look at this. That's to me, is genius.
Yeah, he's fucking, he's getting, like, huge.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to get huge. You just lift weights and eat protein.
So,
yeah, it's all you gotta do. There's no big secret to it. You just fucking, it's pretty easy.
Fuck.
You can't drink a bottle of Hennessy, Tennessee Honey Jack to your head.
I thought there was no carbs in.
Yeah, no, but it's still a bad idea.
I was wondering what my heart
to live past 30.
Yeah, it's good though. It's really good. But back to the Rumble. We're gonna have a bunch of dudes in there fighting, do subs now, Zaz later. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I can't wait to eat some fucking sub pizza.
It's the best. Pizza's the best.
Subpar pizza.
The best.
Hey, what are you doing Saturday night?
Wedding. I have a wedding to go to. There's gonna be a big snowstorm possibly.
I was put, really?
Yeah, like 4 to 6 inches.
Oh my god, dude.
You got a Jeep, so you don't have to give a fuck. I can barely get up my street when it snows.
Oh yeah, dude, my Jeep, so you put that fucking football drive on. It's awesome. You're driving on like pure sand, and you hit the brakes when it's steering two wheel, you skid.
Yeah.
Like, you'll slide a couple feet. You're driving it, that thing, you put the four wheel on, you hit the brakes, just stop. You don't even hear it. You don't even hear the sand crunch. That's how good it is.
Wow.
It like steps around. It's like, oops, excuse me.
Oh, sorry, baby. Oh, sand, excuse me. Okay.
It basically dances through the Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk.
Hey, but Saturday, I forgot to say this. Come see a comedy show 8 p.m. at the Riot Theater in Jamaica Plain.
JP, Riot Theater. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Perfect. Yeah, that's what you gotta do. Some people get... I gotta get the... I've been trying to get a GIF of that, but I can't find it. It's just the fucking Mr. Perfect fucking pen flip is the greatest thing of all time.
I do that to people when I'm asking them to sign a check at the bar.
Yeah. Just fucking... Whoop.
Sometimes I'll flip...
You don't know what I'm doing.
I'll flip the check and do this at the same time and catch them. You know what I mean? And then basically just panties drop.
If you don't know what the Mr. Perfect flip is, you take a pen like you're writing it, and you flip it in the air. You do like a...
One rotation.
Yeah, 360 in the air, and you come back down, and you catch it in the same... spot you threw it up.
Yeah.
And it looks fucking pimp. He does it way better. Like, he does the fucking... He's fucking perfect. Yeah, he does like a fucking, like, cross in between.
Oh, that'd be good, dude. Throwing a fucking move on.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Oh, he just did it!
He'd do everything, man.
Even if he didn't do it, you wouldn't know.
You know, yeah. Just, I'm like, just tell me, buddy, just tell me.
Okay, later in the episode, I'm gonna do the pen thing. Like, that's what we do.
We actually came, we met 2 hours before this to rehearse.
Psyched each other up.
Pen flip.
Slap box a little bit.
We slap box. My ear's still ringing.
Yeah, I can't even see straight still.
I hit him. I cocked his eyes.
Yeah, I think he might have thrown a punch.
You said slap, but then you slapped me too hot, so I got mad. You remember when fighting with dudes, like, when you're younger? And, like, you'd be fake fighting, and then someone would, like, just do something too seriously. No, I'm mad!
Yeah.
And you just start fucking, like, throwing him around.
That happened really a lot in our friend's basement. Like, you hit someone with a pillow, but you would, like, hit him
with the zipper,
and they'd fucking lose their shit.
Pillow zipper would be a good Twitter handle.
Pillow zipper?
Yeah.
Just talking shit. Like, subtle jabs.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Pillow zipper. Pillow zipper. That might be my rap name.
Pillow zipper, because you're biting.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be easy, but you just take it too seriously.
Yeah, just take it too seriously.
Pillow zipper, dude. You piece of shit.
Pillow zipper is...
I like it. Let's write that down. Pillow zipper.
Pillow zipper.
Pillow zipper.
Now, would you spell zipper E-R or like an A? What? How would you do that if you're a rapper?
Tim, shut up. I want everybody actually to hear this. So I'm done. I just took my iPhone 6 out.
Bill hates his iPhone 6.
Listen. It's bent.
Yeah. He's touching the top left of his phone where it's flat down, and it's... It's like when table's wobbly.
And I've tried it on flat surfaces. That's my fucking phone, dude.
Damn.
Plus, now listen to this. Let's see. See your hat. It's not happening. The fucking screen clicks. I gotta go in there and give a piece of my mind. I'm gonna do something. Whatever genius snaps in front of me that day is gonna be...
I read online that they'll replace them if they're like that.
I'm gonna go try to get it replaced. Fuck, I don't know. It kind of sucks, dude.
No, you gotta get like a holster.
I'm not getting a holster.
What would you rather wear? A fanny pack or a fucking cell phone holster?
Fanny pack.
Your
holster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fanny pack's been... I saw a funny video. Some guy had a fanny pack on. You gotta check out the festivals. And the girl unzipped the fanny pack and looked inside and his junk was in there.
Oh,
yes. I was like, it's borderline sexual harassment.
Yeah.
But it's also pretty funny.
Yeah, because she zipped it and she was like...
I saw there was Spanish on the back of her shirt. Like, so it was somewhere in South America, so there'll be no charges for it.
Yeah, no charges.
Because there's no government.
You can pull your dick out.
Yeah, he could have just been like, unzip my dick, and there was a fanny pack inside of that. And that would have been more close to getting him in trouble.
Cut a hole in the fanny pack.
Put your junk in that pack. Oh man. So I wanted, iPhone 6, I wanted to just publicly, to all you three people.
To all four of you, and possibly Hanksy. Fucking iPhone. Hanksy already hung up now.
Hanksy, make it iPhone 6 piece of shit, stencil.
Yeah.
By August. I'm trying to block up until the 15th. Look, your February's pretty booked up, so why don't you just fucking...
Yeah. Fuck, yeah, but you gotta come out to Boston, Hanksy. We'll treat you right.
I thought you talked to him like as if you just looked like up in the sky. Like,
I know. I looked through the window. I was like, yeah.
Like you're sending vibes to him. You're like what, it reminded me of, like Star Wars when they see the old fucking Jedi's dead. Hanksy, you must come back. Your only hope. Like you're gonna holograph that.
Yeah. R2-D2 chains. You're my only hope.
Oh man, R2-D2 chains. Yo, Hanksy! How does 2 Chainz talk?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay, because I just made a wicked stereotypical.
Yeah, you did. That's like, cool.
Yelling black rapper. I was channeling
Bob Chappelle. Pillow Zipper.
Pillow Zipper, dude. Yeah, that's me. It's Pillow Zipper, baby. We got a guest on now.
What was it? What was your rap name again? Remember that time we rapped on an episode?
AK Dirty 7.
AK Dirty 7 and Corner Pocket.
Corner Pocket, y'all. AK Dirty 7. I think you came up with both of those.
Yeah, because we played a game. I was thinking about that the other day. I was giving you rapper names and fake rapper names. You got a guest, and you actually did surprisingly good. I think you knocked them all out of the park, but
yeah.
I was sitting on the toilet and I was like, AK Dirty 7. I was like, that's a great name.
That's a good name.
It's a good name.
AK Dirty 7. It was a violent.
Like, yeah, I remember it was Corner Pocket versus 8 Ball. And you, 8 Ball. 8 Ball and MJG. Oh, shit. That was a good time.
So you've lost me now. You've completely.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what I do. I'm
cross this off the list.
Just cross it all off. It doesn't make any sense.
You always should get. Dude, talk about your. Talk about the big Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Nice,
big sports fan.
Huge sports fan. Sports. Well, obviously the whole deflate game. What is your take on that? Everyone's been talking about it, how the Patriots got caught 11 out of 12 balls with the shrinkage of 2 pounds in it.
All right, so you know, and I guess I'm biased because I do. I want the pass and win. I don't really care. But what it comes down to when you're talking about like trying to get an edge, that I kind of admire it. Like, it's funny that everybody wants the bad guy to win. Like, the person's kind of bending the rules a bit to win in everything. Like, no matter where you are, there's a bit of like, you kind of respect that. Kind of like how you'll, people look up to like gangsters who all they do is break rules, but people immortalize them, like a Scarface.
Right.
People who bend the rules are like in pop culture and American culture. It's always, you're kind of like happy for them. You're like, oh, you want them to win. And then the Patriots maybe deflate some balls on purpose with better grip, which is like, are you going to maybe think of?
A ball's a ball.
Playing lacrosse in high school, you know, you did to have better control of the ball, you'd make a deeper pocket. And the refs would select one stick randomly, and they'd take your, they'd take the ball and drop it in the pocket, and you'd hold it at eye level. Now, if you could see the whole ball underneath the head, the rim of the head, you got an illegal pocket, and they'd actually take your stick out of the game. So I had an illegal pocket, because I played attack. So
Did you get caught?
So, no, all I'd do is, in between plays, I'd just take my pocket, and with my fist, I'd punch it, punch the net up to get it tight.
Yeah.
So when they tested it, it was just legal. But then, in between plays, I fucking punched the other way. And I got tested once. They got my stick, randomly at halftime. They're like, that's fine. It was illegal. So these refs probably checked the balls and were like, yeah, they feel fine. Because it's a fucking 2 pound difference in PSI.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you take some asshole off the street, like, there's 2 footballs. Tell me which one's, right. They'd be, oh, no. But put this guy on Twitter right now, he's like, the Patriots are cheating!
Yeah, fucking take him out of the Super Bowl!
Yeah.
People act like Bill Belichick went up to balls and, took, a fucking needle.
Yeah.
And took, a fucking air out of him.
The fucking, the Colts would have got rolled no matter what. Yeah. Now, you know what? Coming to the Seahawks, I want 12 out of 12 balls deflated.
Yeah.
All right? We need this win.
We need it.
No, the Pats. It would be nice to watch them win.
It is exciting always seeing the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I know. I like it because everyone hates the Patriots, and I like that. You got to be the bad guy.
Yeah, well,
you got to be a heel, baby.
Yeah, people don't do. There's so much cheating going on in the NFL, but because the Pats have success, we're doing probably the same fucking thing.
Well, Mangini was the one with the whole Spygate thing, and that guy fucking doesn't even have a job anymore in the NFL. It's like one of those things. Like, you don't fucking rat out other people, and so they got ratted out first. So they have that fucking stigma of being the fucking cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that they do, that other people do, if they get caught, it's like, whoa, what the fuck?
I suppose.
There was a game, I think it was the Titans and the Panthers, I could be wrong, but they were heating up balls, and that's, you can't do that, but no one made a stink about that, because it's fucking 2 shitbag teams.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, if you're kidding yourself, you think that every single person in the NFL, when you're talking about that, basically that kind of money, I hate to put it like that, but it's that money and that kind of, the stakes are that high, and
right.
Immortality is what you're going for, sports immortality, you're going to get some fucking, any edge you can get, you're going to get.
You know what I mean?
I'll take any inch. I remember someone told me, I forget who it was, they're like, you know what? Just give all MLB players steroids. Make it even.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be all you. You'd be all over that. Yeah, just give them all steroids. Fuck it.
You're kidding yourself when you're like, well, he fucking did so good with steroids. Like, yeah, they were all taking steroids, man. What do you, yeah. Go look at the fucking size of these guys' forearms. They're all juiced up. You're an idiot. And then you gotta get mad because one guy breaks a record on, well, it's just so blatant that there's cheating going on. But then one guy breaks a record, or one team wins too many Super Bowls. How are they that good?
Yeah.
Oh, they're cheating like everyone else. Well, this cheating is really an exception. Yeah, because
they have extra cheating.
Yeah. There's cheating. You can't cheat because you're winning too much. Yeah. Like, you know, that's so who's the Panthers true. And who?
There's the Panthers and Titans.
Well, Panthers went deep, but say it was like Titans and fucking the Buccaneers.
Jaguars, yeah.
The Titans and Buccaneers, they could be scuffing balls.
They could be throwing baseballs out with fucking gloves. I wouldn't give a shit.
You stick them on the hands and like, it'd be like, oh, like the Buccaneers are cheating? And they're, what was their record? 3-0? Yeah, okay.
That's why this is kind of going by the wayside a little bit. Like, they're trying to make a big deal, but you can't because they only scored 7 fucking points. And they took the balls away at halftime, and they scored more points in the second half, the Patriots, with the regular balls.
I don't, it's really a, if they lost and the other team, like, was doing the same thing, I don't think. I'm not really a rabid sports fan.
Right.
More of an avid one, but yeah. I'd still probably
say. I think me and you on the same level as
I
go,
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Just fucking let them play. It's a fucking kids game that adults play.
Yeah, it's they're overpaid anyways. Oh man, I'm gonna be started on that.
Do a couple push-ups.
Oh yeah, for a run or something.
I'm gonna back again. What was that shit that gets you all jacked up? And like, I'll talk to you guys in like 2 days.
Bullmox or
experience. Yeah, dude, you like drinking like bull semen.
Yeah, I take the testosterone increaser. Yeah. For a workout, it's actually great. You get this nice and flush. You feel all fucking red and stuff. It just makes you want to kill like animals.
Yeah, just take like a rabbit, just rip his head off.
Yeah, and then I'm just like, that's my workout.
That's all right, I'm done.
I had to catch the rabbit cardio. Then it pulls head off. Triceps.
Have you heard of this Master Cleanse? It's like lemon, like cayenne pepper, maple syrup, and shit. Have you heard about this thing?
No.
All right, then I don't want to get into it.
Well, now you can't.
Well, I know. It's like this 10-day cleanse where it's just like cayenne pepper, like lemon juice, water, and like maple syrup and some other bullshit.
Is this what teenage girls are doing?
Lindsay wants to do it, and I guess.
Okay, so I had half that. It's female.
Yeah, female. So like, it releases all your toxins.
Everyone listening to knows where I stand on this already.
Yeah, it releases your toxins.
Right, right.
And you lose about like 15 pounds.
Oh my god, is it a magic weight loss trick?
Well, yeah. You shit fucking like, that's all you drink. You don't eat food. You just drink this shit for like 10 days straight. There's no way it's healthy.
If I was, I would be selling snake oil like this shit if I was a fucking asshole. Dude, it's just, it's.
Because I guess.
Let me gather my hatred.
Some people, I guess it works for, and some people it doesn't. Like, you're gonna get sick.
So if you don't eat and only drink liquid, you're gonna lose weight.
Yeah, you lose.
Okay, replace that with water. Same thing.
Yeah, but I guess it's supposed to really like it just takes out all the bullshit and you just shit fucking.
Dude, your body takes out. Your body is the most fucking magnificent thing on this earth.
Yeah, it's like a filter.
It's gonna do whatever the fuck. Like it's gonna make itself the best it can be. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even cancer, like cancer, it fights cancer cells. But then sometimes science, you know, is needed to
power in numbers.
I don't. Okay, that doesn't make sense. No, but when it comes out to do weight loss, you gotta. I always laugh because like. You know, like the late night commercials on. They're like, "Have you tried everything to lose weight? Like, does nothing work? Like, you'll be sitting there on the couch,
all fucked up,
drunk with a beer, eating chips off your chest. You're like, yeah, that's me. I've tried everything. It's like, no, you haven't. You right now destroy your body. Like, you know, not that I'm in perfect shape, but it's like I try to at least eat healthy enough and you know exercise. But it's when it comes down to these magic tricks. It's like such a fucking. It's just this scam." And I just don't buy it. It's like the only thing that works is just healthy eating, clean living. Like fucking Matthew McConaughey, man.
All right.
You want to eat clean?
Yeah, I agree with that. Because like I'm eating like buff subs. I'm like, why am I not in shape? Oh, yeah. Buff sub.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's always funny. I've got all this fucking workout shit in my head because this kid at work, we've been talking about it a bunch. He wants to like lose a couple extra pounds, get in some good shape. And he just talked to me. And he's saying, I'm talking to him and kind of going over what you got to do. Oh my God, I completely just blanked on what I do. This is the conversation I had with him.
Hope he's not listening.
He's no, he's a great guy though. Three out of four doctors prefer him.
Oh, no, I just
It'll come back to me in a second.
That's cool. That's cool. We'll talk about your shirt and how you're like an anarchist. Look at you. You're wearing a Christmas shirt in January. Fuck it.
Hey. Hey.
That's how I roll.
I'm an anarchist, dude. Normcore.
Normcore, yeah. Whatever.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Naughty.
Naughty or nice?
Naughty. Naughty for sure. So how was your New Year's? What's your, like, your big resolution?
I also think that snake oil, just if you want to change your life, do it any fucking point in the year. Don't just do it in January and annoy everybody.
Yeah, right? When the gym's, like, packed, you're like, fuck. Get out of here.
Dude, what the... I gotta fucking look up... Dude, that's bothering me now. I just completely spaced on my train of thought.
Welcome to my world, dude. Welcome to my world. Dude, it's fucking 3:11.
3:11 tomorrow is gonna be, No, 3:11 is one of the shows, maybe. I think that's our next show after the 18th.
Very nice. Well... All right, here's my Royal Rumble pick of the day.
Hit it.
I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan or Roman Reigns. I just don't know.
Is Daniel Bryan the dude, the Irish guy?
No, it's Sheamus. Daniel Bryan's the dude with the long hair, the beard, little dude.
Don't know.
Yeah, well, you're going to learn. You're gonna
oh, wait, little, like, does he is he kind of with like a hot chick?
Yeah, yeah, wicked hot chick.
Tell me more about
him. And he does the yes, yes thing when he's running down the fucking ring.
Yes, yes, yes. Do you do that like when you have a good bowel movement?
Oh yeah.
You look like you've done that before.
I do that when I get out of the doctor's office. Like, no STDs. I'm like, yes.
Well, that should be in a monogamous relationship for like 5 years. Yeah, that should be not surprising at all.
I was trying to think of something funny. I couldn't think of anything funny.
No, that's fucking. That's pretty funny.
So last night I was obviously drinking by myself because Lindsay was sleeping, and I passed out on the couch. And then I went to bed at like 4 a.m. She was like, and she texted me later. She was like, yeah, you're talking about like some girls like boobs or something. I was like, oh yeah, I watched porn before I came into bed.
And, so you mumbled about boobs going to bed?
Yeah, because I sleep talk and she sleepwalks. So it's just like a recipe.
That's a fucking crazy combination.
Yeah. So I'm like, have a boobs, butt. You want to see butt? And then the other day she was sleeping. I was going to the bathroom. I opened up the door and I heard her rustling around. I was like, oh, here she comes. So she comes storming out to the room and I'm like, hey, she's like, what's going on? I was like, you're sleepwalking again. She's like, but what's going on there? I was like, nothing. I was like, let me put you to bed. So she just goes back to bed and just fucking like collapses. And I asked her about the next day, no recollection at all. Like, her eyes are open. Like, I'm like talking to her, like from me to you. And she's just like,
she needs some REM sleep, man.
Yeah, she doesn't get, she's always tired. I understand why, because her fucking body's like getting up, making coffee, then going back to bed or something. I can only imagine what she does when I'm sleeping. I would love to get, like, a sleep study on both of us just to see, like, what the fuck we're doing in a bed.
You guys should probably get studied by scientists.
Yeah, because we sleep, like, the covers are on, like, everything, and, like, we're fucking, like, wonked out, like...
Well, it's like that scene from Step Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
When they destroy the kitchen.
Just fucking doing that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she creeps the fuck out of me when she sleepwalks, especially when I'm up and, like, drunk. I'm like, what? What? I'm sorry. I'm playing video games. All the light is on is the TV in the room, and I'm just like... Oh my god.
What new video games you playing?
None. The UFC game's not bad. I had a couple bros over the other day playing that. A lot of button mashing. It was wicked funny watching people play it.
Button mashing. Dude, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, I'm not a fan of.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I bought it. First video game. I just buy that, like that one game.
Wait, do you have a new system or did it come out for the...
No, it's 360. I get the old one.
Yeah, I don't like the
double... I bought it for Nintendo.
The double jump shit. I don't like that.
No, it's Halo. It's fucking Halo.
Yeah,
which is what... You play Call of Duty because there's always like the throwback, like a World War II or...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a bit... I like playing it with like a couple friends online, but yeah, for the most part. I don't even play like the fucking story. I just play the fucking online.
I started the story, but then I started because I knew that I had to learn how to use that suit.
Yeah, so stupid.
But it's just, it's annoying.
Yeah,
you can play classic mode, but then...
Not many people do.
Yeah.
I just been playing hockey, just talking shit to people online.
Yeah, I don't really play video games. I've fallen out of it again.
Yeah, same. I haven't played in a while, and I played last night. I was like, damn.
Damn, man.
I was like, damn. I used to be a Nintendo friend. What happened to me?
You grew up, man.
What happened to me?
Now you're a grown man.
That's what I like to tell myself.
That's it, man.
Just reflecting on life.
Well, that feels like a natural place to get the hell out of here.
My man.
Well, that was actually episode 31.
Yes, my favorite number.
Yeah. Why is that again?
I don't know. I just like that. All right.
I don't care.
You always set me up to fail.
I knew you were going to say, I don't know.
I don't give a shit. All right, until next time.
Party?
On? Party on, dude.
Wayne? No, that's the wrong movie, dude.
Party on.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah, it's Wayne's World.
Fucking, we're so bogus.
That's a great way to fucking end the podcast. Just hate it.
Bogus.